Carolina looked at two 11-game seasons from an undrafted receiver and wrote a $35 million extension in June before the market asked them to. Drafts haven't caught up or haven't agreed. WR55, pick 140, almost exactly his production. The front office and the ADP are $5 million apart, and that gap is this episode. The season 11 games. A significant quad strain in a late August practice cost him the first six, per Fantasy Pros and the team's injury designations, with 33 catches on 43 targets for 394 yards and three touchdowns. 6.7 half PPR points a game, 56 among receivers per game, 68th in total because of the missed time. The rate stats do the arguing, a 77% catch rate on downfield work, not screens, at better than 9 yards a target, and 14.9% of Carolina's targets in his games. When he was available to an 8-9 division winner, the per target numbers were starter grade. 2 years, same story twice, 7-0 a game as an undrafted rookie out of Holy Cross in 11 games, 6-7 in year two, in 11 games again, 22 appearances, 65 catches on 89 targets at a 73% rate for the career. The per-game production has been starter shape from day one. The games column hasn't. The pattern rid is quiet by design. Our year two receiver pattern conditions on rookies, and that fork is behind him. This is season three, and the library has nothing licensed for year three receivers. His touchdown share, 0.2, sits under the fade line. The one licensed observation is P2's oldest lesson. Targets per game replicate at 0.79, and his 3.9 a game is a rotation player's allotment. The extension bets the allotment grows. No pattern of ours can bless or veto that.
Muffed!
The situation, dated. The extension, 3 years, $35 million, up to $41 with incentives, agreed June 11th, per AP and ESPN. The first extension this front office has handed to one of its own, and it bought out restricted years that had him playing on an exclusive rights tender of just over $1 million, per the team site. Carolina repriced him upward by $34 million in a single June afternoon. The room he has to out-earn, Tyro McMillan is the clear number one. Xavier Legit enters a make-or-break third year. Veteran John Mechie arrived in March. Third-rounder Chris Brazell joined in April per team and national coverage. Bryce Young returns, and coordinator Brad Idzik takes over play calling, announced at the Combine per the team site. The January footnote the front office surely remembers, 9 catches, 134 yards, and a score in the home playoff loss, per the club's own coverage, his loudest game arriving last. The price, WR55 at pick 140 for the 56 receiver by rate. The market has him exactly where the games played column left him. Our verdict, no call. The price is fair for 22 career games, and the June contract isn't evidence of production, it's evidence of belief from the people with the best seats. The caveat, spoken. Teams don't prepay slot money for rotation players. If the health holds and the targets climb toward 5 a game, the efficiency profile says WR55 was 2 tiers late. Watch his August practice log. 2 straight full camps would be new information. And the week one snap split with Legit and Mechie. The catch rate has never been the question. The availability and the allotment have. If he's on your roster, this show covers all of it. Every player, every week, all season.